मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातं वंदे श्रीगुरुदीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी कंटिन्यू द डिस्कशन ऑन द प्रेयर द सॉन्ग संग बाय लॉर्ड शिवा विच इज कॉल्ड एज रुद्र गीत एंड वी हैव कंप्लीटेड सम फोर वर्सेस टिल नाउ। So Rudra has started speaking, Lord Shiva has started speaking, and very nicely he is appreciating the Prachetas. And here he is saying that you are all devotees of the Lord, and as such I appreciate that you are as respectable as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. I know in this way that the devotees also respect me and that I am dear to them. Thus, no one can be as dear to the devotees as I am. So the first line in the translation, it is basically, it is in accordance with the seventh verse of Guru Ashtakam, where it says, Sakshat haritvena samasta shastre, uktas tadabha vyataeva sadbhihi, kintu prabhuryaha priyaeva tasya vande guru shri charanaravinda. So this particular stanza, of this particular verse by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, you know, it says the same thing, that Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastre. So, O Shri Guru, you are equivalent to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And who is saying this? Samasta Shastra. All the Shastras are saying this. And Uktastata Bhav Vyata Eva Sadbihi. And Ukta, someone is speaking also. Who is that? All the sadhus are also saying the same thing. So the Shastras are saying, sadhus are saying that Guru is equivalent to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Kintu, prabhoryaha priya eva tasya, because you are very, very dear to Shri Krishna. Very, very dear. So you are as respectable as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. So Prabhupada writes in various purports that pure devotees are one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And whenever Prabhupada writes that, then he'll explain also. So it's not that we are merging in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the interest of the pure devotees and the interest of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the same. That's what Srila Prabhupada talks about when he says pure devotees and the Lord are one. So, but obvious, no one can replace Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even if we become very, very pure also, or we become associates of the Lord also, we cannot replace the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When someone goes to Vaikuntha, it is described, like I was hearing about Gajendra. So Lord rescued Gajendra, and then devotee was saying that Gajendra also got a similar form like the Lord, and both of them, they sat on Garuda like you know, two boys sitting on a bicycle, and then they started going. So they're the same form. In fact, in Vaikuntha, everyone has got four-handed form. That's Sarupya and Siddhi. So they have got that Sarupya Mukti. So they have got that same form of the Lord, but then they are not the same. Even when it comes to feature, there are some differences, like Srivatsa Mark is different, Kaustubhajam is different. And also the paraphernalia that they hold in the hand, the sequence of that is different. So when it comes to Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is one. No one can replace Him. This is very clear. But then, it is the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead that He gives the position much greater than Him to His own devotees. And that's what here we see Prabhupada writes, that it is said, Vaishnavanam yatha shambhu, Lord Shiva is the best of all devotees. Therefore, all devotees of Lord Krishna are also devotees of Lord Shiva. So who has given this position to Lord Shiva? It's Lord Krishna who has given this position of being equivalent to Him or greater than Him. And that's what Lord Shiva is telling, you know, in this particular verse. He's saying, I know in this way that the devotees also respect me. So the devotees respect me equivalent to the Supreme Personality of God. This is what it means. And that I am dear to them. And then he also writes, thus no one can be as dear to the devotees as I am. Lord Shiva is putting forward his case, or he's making a very nice statement that I am very dear to the Lord, so I am also very dear to all the devotees. And we can understand the mood of Lord Shiva very clearly from this deity of Gopeshwar Mahadev. So Lord Shiva wanted to enter the Rasasthali of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Brajendra Nandan Shyam Sundar. Now Brajendra Nandan Shyam Sundar is the only Purusha there, and everyone else is all Brajangana, all are gopis there. So now another so-called Purusha cannot enter. So Lord Shiva wants to enter the Rasasthali, but then he cannot enter because of his form. He goes to Srimati Radharani and he offers very, very beautiful prayers, which are called as Radha Kripa Kataksha. He says, Kada Karishya Sihamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. O Srimati Radharani, when will you cast your sidelong merciful glance onto me? And after offering these wonderful prayers, Srimati Radharani, she points to one kund, go and take bath in that kund. So Mahadev enters the kund and comes out as Gopeshwar Mahadev in a very beautiful gopi form, obviously with snakes around. And our third eye also, yes, third eye also. So even today, this is a proper Shivling, this temple of Gopeshwar Mahadev, it's a Shivling. But even today, on the day of Shivaratri, so a nice face is kept of Lord Shiva, and then that face is decorated very beautifully like a gopi, with gopi dots and the bindi and earrings, and very, very nicely. I have seen some photos of that. And some sari is also nicely draped around the Shivling. So in this way, we see that Lord Shiva has this mood of getting closer to Krishna or serving Krishna, intimately. And obviously, Lord Shiva has that devotion as well. So he's called as Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu. He's the topmost of the devotees. So when it comes to the gopis, we see in Braja Leela that they would worship Lord Shiva, they would worship Katyayani. This Katyayani Vrata is a very, very intense Vrata. It's not like our Ekadashis. So, I mean, Ekadashis are intense, not the way we follow. So Katyayani Vrata is very intense. I was just reading about it. So Katyayani Vrata, the gopis, every day morning, before the sun rises, they would go and take bath in Jamuna. Now, this is the December time. So immediately after Kartik, Katyayani Vrata begins. So the Kartik ends and the next day is Katyayani Vrata, beginning of Katyayani Vrata. So we can imagine, in the cold winters, they would go and take bath in the cold waters of Jamuna. And then they would come out of the waters and get ready. And then they'll start worshipping, this Katyayani, one of the forms of Yoga Maya Shakti. And in this entire Vrata, the main thing is meditation on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the prayer that they would be offering to Katyayani Devi would be, I forgot that verse, very nice verse. So where they say that Katyayani Mahamai Mahayoginya Adishwari Nanda Gopa something something, where they're saying that may Nanda Maharaj son pati me kurute namaha, may that son become our husband, may Nanda Maharaj son Shri Krishna become our husband. And that was the only desire, and they would be just worshipping Katyayani with this desire. And this entire Vrata is intense. Obviously, the intense meditation is there, and it's more intense because one has to have only khichdi without any vegetables, without any salt, and only once a day. So in this way, the gopis would be doing this. So I was just meditating on this point. Maybe we can discuss the demigod thing also, and then maybe I can make this point of, what do we pray? So when it comes to the devotees, now we have seen that there are some initiated devotees also who worship demigods. At least I have seen this in Mumbai and when I was back in Goa as well. So they will have, when Ganesh Chaturthi comes, they will have Ganpati in the altar. They will also do welcoming Ganpati, Visarjan and things like that. And if you ask why, we have been doing it from a very long time. This is our family tradition, we cannot break it. All right. So here when Prabhupada talks about the demigods, there is no harm in worshipping demigods, but then the focus of the devotee will shift. The focus of the devotee will shift. It should be vyavasayatmika buddhi. It has to be one-pointed focus. It cannot keep shifting. Okay, now Ganesh Chaturthi, so this festival, now Durga Puja, then this. That's how we see in I mean the normal temples which are there around, we'll find all the deities there. Why? Because so many festivals, so Kalyan will be good. So whichever deity's festival is there, so that particular altar will be decorated very, very nicely. With nice light and this and that, and queue will be only towards that deity. All other deities will be starving on that day. So in this way we see that when it comes to people in general, when they worship the Devi Devtas, no, they have ulterior motive when they approach the Devi Devtas. And their focus will keep shifting every now and then. And, it's almost like saying they're married to one and trying to find another, with intervals, some intervals of time. So this is a very abominable mentality, to approach, different personalities to get their desires fulfilled. It's almost like wife going to different personalities and asking, I want a child, I want a child. That is so abominable. So similar thing applies here, when it comes to the demigod worship. But then, like Prabhupada very nicely he mentions in some places, and also when it comes to some lectures, that even when someone goes to demigods, like the gopis are approaching the demigods here, Katyayani and Lord Shiva. So what is the thing that one has to pray? One has to pray for attaining Krishna. That's what they're praying. So I was meditating on this point, that what do we actually pray? We pray what we have in our heart. That's what will come out. Whatever we have in our mind and heart, whatever we desire, that's what will come on the tongue when we go in front of the Lord. So anyways, we'll not discuss about materialists. There is no point in talking about materialists and their prayers, because Shastras call them as Atmahana, killer of one's own soul. So there is no point in discussing about them. Let's talk about the devotees. What do devotees desire? So when it comes to devotees in general, the ones who stay outside the temple, so they have so many desires. Maybe the job is not going well, so promotion is not happening, not getting a proper match for marriage. So devotees desire this particular thing, and when they come in front of the Lord, this is what will come from the mouth, that oh Lord, promotion nahi ho raha hai, kuch karo. Oh Lord, I'm not getting a proper match, kuch karo. Now one thing has to be understood by devotees, that it is very important to analyze what desires we have. Now if Lord Krishna desires, why the promotion is nothing for him? What he can promote us to Goloka Vrindavan, what about getting a promotion in a mundane company? And when it comes to a match, anyways, the person will come to purify one. So depending on what is the desire of the Lord, anyways it is going to happen. But meditating on that point again and again, what will happen is our consciousness will be filled with that particular aspect. And automatically, even without our notice, we come in front of the Lord, we go to any dham, this is what is the desire that will come out. Like in Bahulastami, I was just reading some articles and I was supposed to give that session. So Bahulastami evening bath or night bath, 12 o'clock, midnight bath, where many, many people go. So many people from different places will come, especially those females who are not able to beget kids. So the ones who take bath, in Radha Kund, the females, such females taking bath in Radha Kund in the midnight, they will get a child. Now, asking for a child, from Srimati Radharani, no harm, we can ask anything. But then, taking bath in Radha Kund, Rupa Goswami says that one can get Krishna Prema. But then you were taking a dip and saying that give me a son who will make my life miserable. So that is horrible, right? So it's very, very important to analyze what desires we have in our heart. If we don't analyze this, it's going to be a great havoc. Now this is about the devotee staying outside the ashram. What about the devotee staying inside the ashram? So I was talking to a few of my friends from other temples. So one of my friends was telling me, from one particular temple, that the brahmacharis have their own YouTube channels. So now the desire is, I should have more likes and more subscribers. Now when we go in front of the Lord, that's what will come. I want more likes, more subscribers. I was hearing about one brahmachari. He was desiring about, he was contemplating to get married. So he was desiring that. So when he was going in front of the Lord, obviously the same prayer was coming. Very soon he got some nice match, went out of the ashram. So what is our desire? Now, environment might be very conducive. There's no doubt. Environment might be conducive. Even the Grihastha devotees, you know, when we visit their homes, you know, everywhere Lord Krishna's photo is there and such nice altars. And when it comes to Brahmachari Ashram, it's an opulence. Full day, 24/7. You know, it's only service of Krishna. But then, if the desires are contaminated, then and if the contemplation on that is intense, then that intense desire, Krishna, you know, will, as Upadrishta and Anumanta is there in the heart, he's observing our intense desire. And he says, he's doing so much for me, getting up so early morning every day, taking cold shower every day, attending, you know, the Mangal Arati and singing my glories, chanting my holy names, Tathastu, go ahead. Krishna will fulfill. Whatever a devotee desires intensely, Krishna fulfills. No doubt about that. And so it's very important to analyze, is my desire very clear and pure to attain Krishna, or do I have anything else? Even when it comes to preaching, if we have this desire that, you know, I want to preach more and more and get more and more devotees. Now this desire is very nice, you know, very pure. But then what is the background to it? If the background is my spiritual master has told me to do it, so I have to do it. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is Prithavite Ache Jatanagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar Hoibe Moranam. If I want to fulfill that desire of the Lord, fulfill that prophecy, then yes, that's a very, very pure desire. But then thinking, no, I'll become very famous, I'll get more followers, I'll get this, I'll get that. Oh, no, that will be more abominable. In fact, we might say that, you know, we are staying inside the ashram and not having sex, but then we are having more and more subtle sex of puja la pratishtha. So in this way, so this is the meditation, you know, which I keep doing all the time, that, you know, am I preaching for getting more followers, or am I preaching, you know, for fulfilling the desire of the spiritual master? And mind always tricks. Mind will always trick, you know, about these things. So one has to literally analyze again and again that what is my desire, and is this desire in accordance with Shastra? Is this desire in accordance with the instruction of my spiritual master? Is this desire meant for pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead or not? And if we have any desire, you know, which is not proper, we have to discuss with our superiors and get nice beatings, and then remove that desire as fast as possible. Yes. Because anything that we start thinking, this is my personal experience, anything that we start thinking, any worm that enters in our mind, slowly and steadily it keeps growing and growing and growing. It becomes extremely intense. Extremely intense. Till the point we don't achieve that, you know, it will remain all the time. So in this way we see that a devotee, you know, is expected, you know, to have a pure desire to attain Krishna and nothing else. So even another point, when it comes to chanting, I was thinking that Lord is fulfilling all desires. But then when it comes to chanting, you know, why is it that we are not able to chant Shuddha Naam with complete focus and attention? Maybe, I was analyzing for myself, maybe I don't have that intense desire that I want to chant Shuddha Naam. Maybe that is the case. Because Lord is ready to fulfill our desires. He's ready to fulfill our desires. But then maybe that desire is not that intense. Because in bhakti, Lord needs some intensity. That is very clear in Bhagavatam. Everywhere where devotees cry, then this personality comes, you know, to rescue. Like a hero, he'll come there to rescue. So that intensity, if that is there, then yes, Lord will fulfill that desire. So in this way, we see the desire of gopis was so intense. And that desire was not just there in the heart, it manifested in their action also. Where every single day during this Katyayani Vrata, they would go and beg and pray and cry in front of Katyayani that we want Nanda Gopa. Now we want the son of Nanda Maharaj, we want Krishna as our husband. And Krishna manifested that desire. You know, like description says, that after this particular Katyayani Vrata, the Vastra, what do you call it? Chirharan, not Vastraharan. Chirharan Leela, where Lord Krishna stole the clothes of gopis. And Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book that a female can be in her form without clothes only in front of the husband. And you know, the gopis did that, and they accepted Krishna as their husband, and Krishna accepted them as their wives. And Krishna manifested this in a very particular way even during Brahma Vimohan Leela. So I was hearing this very nice thing. So during Brahma Vimohan Leela, when Krishna manifested himself as various gopas and various calves, so at that time, Krishna very intelligently in those various forms, he told everyone, all the elder ones, that this is a good muhurat to get married. And Krishna very, very nicely, he got married to all the gopis, all the gopis. So in this way, we understand that, when it comes to the gopis, they had such intense desire that Krishna manifested that desire. Similarly, if we devotees, if we have intense desire, Krishna will surely manifest that desire. And one important desire that devotee should have is the association of pure devotees. If association of Shuddha Bhakta, is there, then surely, because again and again we keep hearing, in Bhagavatam, that by Mahat Sangha, by the association of pure devotees, one can attain Krishna. One can attain Krishna. And who is writing this? Prabhupada is writing again and again and again. Right? So somehow desiring for the association of pure devotee is very, very important. And if you want association of devotees, okay, Krishna will give some association of devotees. If you want intense association of devotees, of intense devotees, Krishna will give. If you want association of pure devotees, we'll get association of pure devotees. It depends on what is our desire. So in this way, gopis have desired, many devotees have desired and they've got it. Similarly, if we also desire, surely Krishna will fulfill our desires. And in this Damodar Ashtakam, very beautiful desire. Satyavrat Muni is saying or singing, very, very beautiful desire. Varam deva moksham na moksham vadinva nachanam rineham varishadapiha idam teva purnatha gopal balam sadame manasya virashtam kimanye. So he's saying, I don't want anything. I don't want anything. And this is in accordance again with Bhagavatam. Same thing even Dhritarasura is saying. Same thing even the Nagapatnis are saying. Na naka prashtam na cha parameshtyam na sarva bhavamam na rasadipatyam na yoga siddhira punar bhavam va samanja sattva virahaya kangsha. I don't want any benediction. I don't want any benediction. What I want service at your lotus feet. I don't want anything that separates me from your lotus feet. And here, very specifically, Satyavrat Muni is saying, I want a desire. I have this desire. I want only this benediction. What is that? May this beautiful form of yours manifest in my heart all the time. And same thing, even Kolavacha Sridhar is praying in the Mahaprakash Leela. I don't want anything. Lord is telling you, take this, you take this, you take this. And he's saying, no, please don't disturb me with all these desires. All these benedictions. What I want? I want that wonderful form of Nimai coming to steal my bananas every single day. May that form manifest in my heart all the time. Aha, what a desire this is. This is the desire. So it's very clear what devotees have to desire, all these songs and everything, it makes it clear. And in the morning we sing Tulasi Arati. Mora ye abhilash, bilas kunje diyovas, nayane heribo sada jugalo ruparashi. So very clear, the desire is very clear. E nivedana dharo sakhirano gata karo. Seva adhikar diye koro nijadasi. So he's saying that I want to attain Krishna. So in this way, we see that all the Vaishnav songs and Bhagavatam verses, they talk about what should we desire. And if this desire is clear in the heart, even if we go in front of Lord Shiva, Ganpati, any demigod, for that matter, this desire, this prayer will come that, great personalities, you are close to Krishna. Please help me to get closer to Krishna. Very clear. So if the desire is clear, the words will be clear. The prayers will be clear. So here, Prabhupada is, that's what Prabhupada was talking about, the gopis are worshipping the demigods, but their desire is very clear. That is, attain the favor of Lord Krishna. Their aim was to attain the favor of Lord Krishna. And in the next few lines, Prabhupada is talking about not committing the offense of equating the holy name of Lord Krishna and that of Lord Shiva. So when it comes to people in general, they say, sab ek hi hai, kuch bhi karo, sab ek hi hai. But it's not the case, it's not ek hi hai. We have to analyze that what will happen when we chant this particular name, what will happen when we chant this particular name. When we chant the holy name of Lord Krishna, we attain Krishna Prema. when we chant the other demigod's holy name, I don't know what will happen. But when it's very clear, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, chanting the names of Lord Krishna, we will attain Krishna, we will get that Krishna Prema. So again and again, you know, it's repeated that we cannot think also of equating the two, it's an aparad. So we, you know, every day, you know, we chant this particular thing. And when it comes to Lord worshipping his devotees, this is another point that people say that Lord Shiva is supreme because Lord Ram worshipped no Lord Shiva. So, you know, Prabhupada mentions this in the purport to, I forgot that, you know, first chapter where, I think we read that purport, maybe last time when I gave class, I read that purport, where Arjuna is, you know, ordering Krishna, Senayor Ubhayor Madhye Ratham Sthapayame Achyuta. So in that purport, Prabhupada writes that like the way the devotees are eager to serve and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even the Supreme Personality of Godhead is eager to serve and worship his devotees. So that's what is manifesting here, you know, where he's worshipping, you know, Lord Shiva. Okay, if Lord Shiva is Supreme Personality of Godhead, then what about Sudama? When it comes to Lord Shiva, he worshipped Lord Shiva with the waters of that ocean. But when it comes to Sudama, he worshipped with the tears, you know, coming from his eyes. Now, who is supreme, Shiva or Sudama? I know we have to ask. This has to be clear then, who is supreme. So in this way, we see that the devotees were completely surrendered to Krishna or very much interested, you know, to do ananya bhakti. Now, are very much interested, you know, to just have Krishna in their life and serve Krishna with one-pointed devotion. Krishna wants to serve, you know, such devotees. And what about the demigods? You know, Prabhupada writes in one line, the entire story, he says that not only are the devotees, no, not this one, where is that? The asura worships Lord Shiva, takes some benediction from him, misuses the benediction, and ultimately is killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada can elaborate and he can summarize also, you know, in just one line. And how does Supreme Personality of Godhead come to kill these asuras? Because Lord Shiva will go and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because Lord Shiva, being a devotee of the Lord, he is praying, Lord Krishna fulfills that also. So, from this verse, it appears that Lord Shiva blesses the asura simply for the sake of formality. It's almost like, you know, the asuras, they are cutting their heads and putting in the yagya, cutting the flesh and putting in the yagya. Lord Shiva comes, "Arey Bapri, stop, stop. I'll give what you want." "Take it, chalo, take." Formality, you know, because they are doing something, and since it is shastric, if you do this, Lord Shiva has to give. He's Ashutosh, so he will give. But then, last line in the purport, it says, actually he loves one who is devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Lord Shiva loves, you know, such personalities. And another line, you know, which Prabhupada writes in the second, in the first paragraph, where he says, therefore all devotees of Lord Krishna are also devotees of Lord Shiva. So in this way, when Shiva is saying that you are all devotees of the Lord, and as such I appreciate that you are as respectable as Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, and I know in this way that devotees also respect me. You know, it makes a lot of sense when we analyze Prabhupada's purport. So with this, I would like to pause here.